WLS 13 before 9 o'clock. Temperatures on the way down. At O'Hare, it's dropped to 9 degrees. Midway at 12. At the lakefront, 17. Wind is out of the northwest at 14 miles an hour. Sunny sky, but on the wind chill index, it is 18 below zero. Temperatures falling all day today to the overnight low of about zero tonight. Might be some snow showers this afternoon, especially by the lake. Tomorrow, a high of about 20 and a 40% chance of some more snow. WLS welcoming Yes into the Rosemont Horizon on March 8th. 15th caller gets a couple of free tickets at 591-8900. Mile after mile, we call it specially for you. Music Radio, WLS. 10 minutes before 9. WLS with a 15th car with Scott Phillips. Madison got a couple of free tickets to Yes at the Rosemont Horizon on March 8th. Tickets for the Yes concert go on sale tomorrow. But Scott got a free pair provided by Miller High Life for the station for the concerts, WLS. On the news, next, is the greenhouse effect going to kill all of us before my contract ends?
Unlikely.
Impossible.
Well, the answer to that question, also you hear the voice of Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys on the news, plus other stories and a final look at rush hour traffic. Another Touchtone next hour for some more Yes concert tickets. Late morning edition of the Cheap Trashy Showbiz Report and Larry Lujak's animal stories all in the next hour here at WLS.
It's 8:54. Good morning. I'm Jeff Hendricks.
And I'm Catherine Johns. WLS News.
There apparently is trouble around the corner for Spaceship Earth. A Massachusetts physicist has looked over all the data and doesn't like what he sees happening around the year 2000. Oceanographer William Jenkins says the polar ice caps are melting sooner and faster than expected. And that means the Earth may be racked with floods, monsoons, and heat waves, devastating to food production in the coming century. There could be widespread death and starvation.
Oh, my God.
He's a proponent of the so-called greenhouse theory, which states the Earth is warming up because pollution is trapping heat in the atmosphere.
And this is by the year 2000 that
all of this is about to come to pass, he says. He being Bill Jenkins.
I think it was $50,000 a month that Brian Wilson was shelling out for psychiatric care. Well, you ought to read the People magazine article if you get a chance. Boy, are those guys screwed up. Everybody in rock and roll is screwed up. There's also an article about Rod Stewart.
What's wrong with Rod?
Everything. What sordid lives these people live. Everybody in rock and roll, including us.
The man wears lipstick. How can you ask what's wrong with us?
901.
WLS radar weather, partly cloudy, windy, much colder today with a chance of afternoon snow showers, especially near the lake. Very cold again tonight with a chance of snow. Cloudy tomorrow, a little bit warmer, but snow is possible. Temperatures will fall all day to an overnight low of zero. Tomorrow's high 20.
Well, we've rebounded on one end and gone down a notch on the other. It's up to 10 degrees officially, but the wind chill has fallen to 19 below. The news brought to you by Northwest Orient Airlines. The world is flying their way. I'm Jeff Hendricks.
And I'm Catherine Johns. Now WLS Skyview Traffic with Don Nelson.
Thank you, Catherine. On the Edens Expressway, I'm Don Nelson. WLS Skyview Traffic.
WLS AM and FM Chicago.
Lori Lujak in the morning, 9:02 in Chicago, WLS. WLS at 9:06. WLS welcoming Yes into the Rosemont Horizon, March 8th, and the station for the concerts has free tickets for you. Tickets don't go on sale until tomorrow morning. But be listening for the Touchtone sometime this hour, and your chance to call in and win a freebie pair of them. Cheap Trashy Showbiz in about 10 minutes. Animal Stories coming up at 9:45. It's 9:09.
Get down to
WLS, 20 minutes past 9 o'clock coming up. The weekend that's better than commercial-free number 2. Once again, we're going to roll without commercials starting Friday night after 7 o'clock. Plus, we'll be featuring the music of the two biggest bands of all time, the Beatles and the Stones. And to make it really special, we're going to make selected Beatles and Stones cuts worth $100. It all adds up to a weekend that's better than commercial-free, and it is this weekend starting at 7 o'clock Friday night here at WLS. Temperatures dropping down to 10 now at O'Hare. 17 at the lakefront, 13 at Midway. Wind is northwest at 16 miles an hour. Wind chill index at 19 below zero. Partly cloudy, windy, a lot colder today, with a chance of afternoon snow showers, especially near the lake. Temperatures falling all day to an overnight low of zero tonight. Could make it down to 10 below in the outlying areas. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer, a high of about 20 for Wednesday, and a 40% chance of some more snow tomorrow. Cheap, trashy showbiz next, 921.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Center. 923 at WLS, time for the late morning edition of Larry Lou Jack's award-winning cheap, trashy showbiz report. Let's go to press. Getting kind of crowded in the Betty Ford Center in California. Now, actor Peter Lawford and singer Johnny Cash have joined Elizabeth Taylor in the Alcohol and Drug Abuse Treatment Center. Peter says that they all have their own jobs at the center, like vacuuming and taking out the garbage. He says that Liz was even taking out the garbage for a while before she hurt her back. There is speculation that Liz volunteered for garbage duty to get extra food. Television, when the Love Boat docks at the end of this season, cruise director Julie McCoy will go ashore permanently. Actress Lauren Twees and the producers of the show could not agree on a new contract, so Lauren is, as they sometimes say in showbiz, on the beach. Actress Amanda Blake engaged to be married for the fifth time. 52-year-old actress who played Miss Kitty on the long-running TV series Gunsmoke will marry an Austin, Texas city councilman. However, Amanda will not be getting an engagement ring because her fiancé says that instead she wants a horse. Rock and roll news, Mick Jagger says that he has definitely decided that his love child, who was conceived and apparently will be born out of wedlock, will be born in New York City and thus will be an American citizen. Birthday, singer Pat Benatar, 32 today. Rod Stewart, 39. White Sox pitcher Richard Dotson, 25. And Hill Street Blues has finally decided how to handle the death of actor Michael Conrad, who played Sergeant Phil Esterhaus in an episode which will air on February 2nd. Lieutenant Henry Goldblum will announce that the Sarge had a heart attack and ignored warnings against having intimate relations during recuperation and died between the sheets.
Larry Lujak, Super Jock.
...1984 WLS Rock Calendars are still available at selected locations throughout Chicago and the suburbs, including all Musicland and Flipside locations. If you'd like to order yours by mail, get the mail order address by calling the concert line, area code 312, then you dial WLS 3333. Animals. Stories in about 10 minutes. It's 9:34.
Roger Staubach.
WLS with a reminder that there is help for kids with drug or alcohol problems. Northwest Youth Outreach serves the northwest side of Chicago and the near west suburbs. Number to call is 777-7112. WLS welcoming Yes to the Rosemont Horizon on March 8th. 15th caller gets a couple of free tickets at 591-8900. WLS where Brant Miller counts down the top nine at nine. On WLS, the most requested songs each night, and they start taking votes every night at 7 o'clock. Temperatures on the way down this morning. Going to be falling all day today to the overnight low of about zero tonight. Could make it down to 10 below in the outlying areas. Windy and cloudy, a chance of some afternoon snow showers, especially near the lake. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer, high about 20 for Wednesday, with a 40% chance of more snow. Animal Stories anchor man next, 941.
Rich Little for Hormel Chili.
Long since you've eaten at Pepe's.
Here we are again, the Animal Stories news team. Anchorman, here's me, your charming and delightful old Uncle Larry. There's him in person.
Hi.
Little snot-nosed Tommy. Hi, Tommy.
Hi, Uncle Larry. Hi, Larry.
I
I can't do animal stories today, little Tommy.
Why? What happened?
I am way too depressed.
Can't be about that big fat contract you signed.
Jesus.
Guys, I was wondering, you think there'll be any more shiny new dimes? 12 years, 6 mil?
Come on.
Huh? Come on.
I've just decided that if I'm depressed, you have to be too.
But what got you so low?
Have you read the People magazine thing on Dennis Wilson?
No, I looked at the pictures, though.
You didn't read it?
No, I didn't read it yet.
Unbelievable. It is a shocker. I forget, I think the title of the article was something like The Close of an Endless Summer. Something like that.
Yeah.
Actually, if they're going to get cute with it, The Last Wipeout would have been a little more hip. Anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Before I get to the real shocking part, I'll just briefly summarize the story, and it is a sordid story. Actually, they could have told Dennis Wilson's entire life story with three words: sex, drugs, and rock and roll. But
wow.
That was it. They mention his alcohol and drug problems, of course. They go briefly into the Charles Manson thing.
You know, that's right.
He lived with Dennis for a while. And they tell about how he squandered millions of dollars and at the end had virtually nothing. They described him as a compulsive womanizer. The young lady with him on the boat at the time of his death was described as a beautiful brunette, not his wife. He'd been married 5 times.
Wow.
And his current and all of his former wives attended the funeral. Are you ready for the jolt?
Yeah.
This is something that I had never heard before, and I'm pretty sure you haven't either. And there's a reason that we have never read about this. You know who his current wife was?
No.
According to People magazine, his current wife was 19 at the time of his death. They got married last summer. She was the mother of his 4th child. And People says that he'd been living with her off and on for the last 3 years, or since she was 16, I guess.
Yeah.
Her name was, I'll take a deep breath here, grit your teeth and steel yourself, Shawn Love. She was Mike Love's...
Mike Love's daughter?
Yes.
Oh, gee. Well, he was Dennis's cousin, right?
Yeah, and now you know the reason why this marriage was not highly publicized.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't have a copy of People handy, but there's a picture of her in there. She looks just like Mike Love, only, of course, she's got a lot more hair. But this whole thing is just beyond my comprehension. I mean, pretend for a moment that you are Mike Love. You find out that your cousin, your fellow beach boy, is living with your teenage daughter and has made her pregnant. Now, how do you continue to go on stage with this guy and do good time rock and roll?
Fun, 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 yeah. Gee!
People magazine describes Dennis Wilson's life as being extremely untidy. An understatement if there ever was one.
Wow, did you see how heavy he was there?
Yeah.
Last few pictures?
Gosh. But who are we to judge? Certainly we're not perfect either. But I do hope we come at least a little bit closer than that. That's all the time we have today, boys and girls. Tune in again at the same time tomorrow. Until then, this is both
little
of us.
Little Surfer. Him and me.
Saying.
So long. Goodbye. WLS.
Lori Lujak in the morning at WLS AM and FM in Chicago. It is 4 minutes before 10 o'clock. Fred Winston next on AM 89. Susan Platt from FM 94.7 WLS.